ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
1-300-800-222 is the number. You can text me on 0467-922-702. There are lines free. 25 questions if you would like to have a crack. There are lines free. Grab them because you'll get straight through if you want one. 1-300-800-222. 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, The Marvelous Land of Oz. Category number 2, For the Rebellion. Category number 3, Titans. Category number 4, Horned Beasties. And category number 5, Hinduism. All right? The Marvelous Land of Oz, For the Rebellion, Titans, Horned Beasties, and Hinduism. Who is going to kick us off tonight? John from Bundaberg is first up. G'day, John. How are you? Good. And welcome to the Mighty Challenge.
Evening, Phil. How are you?
Not bad. What do you like here? The Marvelous Land of Oz, For the Rebellion, Titans, Horned Beasties, Hinduism.
Well, apparently we're living in it, so I'll go the Marvelous Land of Oz, please.
It still is marvelous, you know, despite everything. It is still a marvelous land. Question number 1, The Marvelous Land of Oz. According to Wicked, what is the real name of the Wicked Witch of the West?
Flummoxed at the moment. Holy hell, what's that got to do with Australia? Or is she from Western Australia?
The category is The Marvellous Land of Oz.
There you go, and it must be The Wizard of Oz, and that puts me right out. Before I bomb Phil, I'll just mention, you mentioned Birdwood previously.
The news. Yeah, and the National Motor Museum. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, well, I had all of 85 in Adelaide. I went over for a week or so on my bike when I picked it up. And I used to shoot up there regularly to check out that museum in 85. It was a lovely ride up. And there was a model, a model of a bluebird in there that always caught my eye.
Oh, was there really? The Donald Campbell speed car? Yeah.
Yes. And that would have been 1985. And there were some lovely bikes and cars in there. And I just loved the ride up, and it was free to get in. I'd just go in, spend an hour or so, and yeah. Loved it.
It would be a rough. I've never ridden a bike up into the hills, but gee, it would be terrific. I would imagine. Yeah,
it was great. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. Bye bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Joy from Lewiston in South Australia. G'day, Joy.
Hi. How are you?
Not bad. Have you been up to the National Motor Museum at Burwood?
I have. I went there years ago with my husband. It's fantastic. It's got all the old Holdens in it. It's really good. Go.
Hey. Actually, I suppose it should have all the cars that were built in South Australia.
That's why I rung up, because I heard you say that and thought, yeah, it's got Fords, everything. It's great. It's really good.
Got Mitsubishis in there too? Didn't they make cars in?
Probably, yeah. It was a long time ago when I went, though, but it was really good.
Good on you. All right, we're in the Marvelous Land of Oz. That's where we are for question number 1. According to Wicked, what's the real name of the Wicked Witch of the West?
When you say according to Wicked, do you mean the play or musical Wicked?
Well, I don't answer questions, you know, Joy.
Sorry, I've seen the musical Wicked.
Oh, yeah.
And I've also seen The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm. According,
so is this a question?
According to Wicked, what is the real name of the Wicked Witch of the West?
Oh, blimey.
Now, you've seen
Sarah.
This. You've seen this, Joy.
I've got no idea.
Oh, dear. No, you must have been reaching down for your minties at the time, Joy. See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. 1-3. Rachel says Gina Reinhardt. No, Rachel, thank you. Vanessa from Cadence. Hi, Vanessa.
G'day, Phil. How are you going?
I'm very well. I'm extremely well. Question number 1, The Marvelous Land of Oz. According to Wicked, what's the real name of the Wicked Witch of the West?
Gina Reinhardt was funny.
I'm just wondering whether she would think it's funny. I hope she does. Yeah.
Oh, I think she looks like it. Anyway, with all that money, anyway, I'm going for. I need Gwendolyn.
No. Not Gwendolyn, no. Sorry, Vanessa. No, it's not Gwendolyn. Laurie from Burton's Lookout. G'day, Laurie.
G'day, Phil. I think it's pronounced, is it Gawenda?
It's not Gawenda. No, Laurie, sorry.
No.
It's not Gawenda. Adrian's got the right answer. Gail from Ararat, that's correct. Yes, Wayne's got the right answer. Amy, we're getting other suggestions for the Wicked Witch of the West, which in the interests of, you know, protecting us from all sorts of claims, I think we'll leave, but thank you for the amusement. Craig on the roads. Where are you, Craig? Hello. Oh, hang on, you're in where you were last time you told us. You're on the big ore truck, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on the Goldfields Highway. I'm currently heading southbound towards Leonora. Got a 145 tons of iron ore on tonight.
Hey, if you come to last time you come to a 90-degree bend in the road where you have to slow down about 14 k's before the bend.
Yeah, to turn the corner, yeah. I'm on my way to that now, probably about another half an hour, I suppose.
But oh, okay.
We're struggling a bit tonight because it's hard to tell that. Was it 40 degrees where I left? Not sure what it is now, but the old truck's struggling a bit tonight, so.
Is that right?
Swap a few cogs, mate, and get them covered.
If it gets too hot, hang on, does it affect the truck, does it?
Yeah, it just takes, because it's running really hot on the red line, it just takes a bit of the power out of it. It's got hot air going into the motor, in the induction side of the diesel, so it does have a bit of an effect on it, yeah.
Hmm. All right, question number one, The Marvellous Land of Oz. According to Wicked, what is the real name of the Wicked Witch of the West?
Well, I did admire the Gina Reinhardt suggestion, but
Craig, can you join me in wishing her all the best and hoping she sees the humour of this?
Yeah, I'm sure she'd see the humour, and I wish her the best, but I'd also like to point out she does actually put a lot of food on a lot of plates for a lot of people out here too, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, I haven't seen Wicked, so I'm just going to have a guess based on, I'm just going to draw from popular culture,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to suggest maybe it's Karen.
No, it's not a Karen. No.
Oh, I thought that was a reasonable suggestion.
Thank you, Craig. Paul from Plainland says, Jean is already on the phone to her legal team. Oh, in the spirit of Christmas, come on. Thank you, Craig. See ya. Bye-bye. It's not only cars, Phil. This is about half of the bikes. AJ from Kyneton has sent us a picture of the museum. A bit of good old Aussie tall poppy having a go at Gina, says my texter. Wesley is in, where are you? You're in Nevada, in Salt Lake City. Hello.
Hey, how you going, Phil?
Not too bad. You're actually in Salt Lake City, are you?
I'm just finished work. I'm on my way to Salt Lake and then I'm going back.
Oh, okay. What are you doing there, Wesley? Where are you working?
I work for an Aussie company over here. We just do underground mining.
Oh, so,
yeah. We come over here. We work for 6 weeks, and then we fly back to Oz.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So you work for 6 weeks, then come home for Oz, and so like you're a real FIFO worker, except that you're FIFOing halfway across the world, Wesley.
Yeah, basically,
I'm quite
home to Nevada, yes.
Yeah. Wow, okay. All right, now, according to Wicked, what's the real name of the Wicked Witch of the West?
I watched this on the plane on the way over. It's Elphaba.
Correct. Elphaba Throp, yes. Elphaba Throp is the real name of the Wicked Witch of the West. Elphaba. Question number two. We're in the Marvellous Land of Oz, but you could move if you want.
I'll move, please. What are the other options?
We've got For the Rebellion, Titans, Horned Beasties, and Hinduism.
I'll go For the Rebellion, please.
For the Rebellion. Question number two. The Charlton Heston film, 55 Days at Peking, is set during which 1900 rebellion?
Couldn't tell you.
No good?
Yeah, no, I couldn't even give it a guess.
Have a good night, Wesley. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Well, that wouldn't be night there, I know. I've been to Salt Lake once. Have I been to Salt Lake, I think? Yeah. I think we went on a driving trip up through there. We didn't actually go into Salt Lake, but up into the mountains there. Ray in the Bay, that's correct. Harry in the Bay, that's correct as well. Diana from Woodnelling, yes, is correct. David from Singleton says, oh, David, we're not... No, let's have a sense of humour about things, please. 1-300-800-222. Dan from Three Springs. G'day, Dan.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. We're in a category called For the Rebellion. The Charlton Heston film 55 Days at Peking is set during which 1900 rebellion?
Oh, no, maybe the Brum Rebellion.
Not the Brum, no. Thank you. Ross from Scoresby says, with your pronunciation, Phil, you tells me you've never seen Wicked. No, I haven't. Oh, it's Alpha. Is it Elphabara? Is that it? What did I say? Elphaba. Elphabara. Belinda from Carlingford will know these things. Hi, Belinda.
Good evening, Phil. How are you?
Pretty well. Do you know the correct pronunciation of Elphabara or Elphaba?
Yeah, Elphabara. Elphabara. That's Alpha. What I was ringing up for.
Oh, you're going to get it stuck into me. Well, fair enough, too. Elphabara Throp, apparently, is her name. But I've not seen Wicked. I've seen The Wizard of Oz, of course.
No. Well, there's the new ones in the cinemas, Wicked for Good. You could check that out.
Okay. Is it these things going? What, is it just going to go on and on? Is it, Belinda?
Maybe it is tonight. No, they actually filmed those movies simultaneously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Tell me, question number two. For the Rebellion, the Charlton Heston film 55 Days at Peking is set during which 1900 rebellion?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm going to guess the Opium Wars.
Not the Opium Wars, no. Thanks, Belinda. Not the Opium Wars. Robert from Mowie's got the right answer. Brenda from Minto's got the right answer. Annette from Pittown, also the right answer. Oh, by the way, I was going to say that I'll be here this week and next week, but next Thursday week will be my last night. But just for a few weeks during the Christmas break, that's all. I'll be back. I'll be back on, I think, the 12th of January. But Nick Healy's going to take over, and he's a very experienced presenter and much loved in Victoria, I know. So Nick Healy will be your nightlife Monday to Thursday presenter while I'm away, and he'll do a terrific job and look after everyone, I am sure. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Ross from Scoresby says, you should definitely see Wicked. It's really good. There are two movies. There are more books, but apparently it'll only be two movies. Diana from Darling Point's got the right answer here. Line's free if you want to grab one. Andrew from Smithton. Hello, Andrew.
G'day, Philip.
How you doing? I'm doing all right, yeah. Not bad. Question number two, we're in. For the Rebellion, the Charlton Heston film 55 Days at Peking is set during which 1900 rebellion?
The Boxer Rebellion.
Correct. The Boxer Rebellion is what we're after, yeah. The category is For the Rebellion. All right, we can stay here if you like. Otherwise, you can move to Titans, Hinduism, Horned Beasties, or The Marvelous Land of Oz, or you could stay where you are.
I'd like to stay where I am.
For the Rebellion, question number three. Which New South Wales governor was deposed during the Rum Rebellion?
That'd be Bly.
Correct. Captain Bly of the Bounty fame, William Bly, was found hiding under the bed, I think, wasn't he?
He was, and it was the mutiny on, he's a very naughty man.
Yes. My favourite part of that story is that he was put on a ship then.
Pitcairn Island he went to.
Well, he didn't initially. He sailed down to Hobart And because he was hoping to get support from the governor down in Hobart, saying, "Hang on, I've just been deposed up there. You better load up the ship with Marines, and we'll go back there and knock these fellas over."
I was born in Hobart, grew up in Onset.
Oh, okay, good on you.
I live in Smithton.
There you go. But he, I think the governor down there whined and dined him for a week and said, "Oh yeah, don't worry about it. I'm not going." So he got no help. Question number four. Okay, we're in for the rebellion. You can move if you like.
No, I'll stick with it. I'm not going to win, but that's fine.
The Satsuma Rebellion of 1877 took place in which country?
Japan.
Correct. Yeah, you're good on these.
Well, I do enjoy my history. I'm a bibliophile, by the way.
Very good. For the Rebellion, Andrew. Question number five.
Yes, sir.
From the Old English for kill, which five-letter word means to suppress a riot or rebellion?
Oh, that's interesting.
From the Old English for kill, which five-letter word means to suppress a riot or rebellion?
Oh, right, but I've got it wrong, so that's fine. I've lost.
What's your answer, Andrew?
Right.
No, not right. Sorry. Thanks. Bye-bye. Mick from Bambuka. G'day, Mick.
Hi, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good, yeah. From the Old English for kill, which five-letter word means to suppress a riot or rebellion?
Is it quell?
Correct. Quell, yes. All right, one left in For the Rebellion, if you like. Otherwise, you can move. Marvelous Land of Oz, Titans, Hinduism, or Horned Beasties?
I'll stay where we are.
Last one in For the Rebellion. In which year of the in which year of the 1850s was the Eureka Rebellion?
Oh. I'll say 55.
Not 55, but thank you anyway. No, not 55. Shane from Singleton. Hello, Shane.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. In which year of the 1850s was the Eureka Rebellion?
Okay. I'd say it would be later in the decade, so I'll go 59.
Not 59, no. Sorry, Shane. Thank you anyway. 1-300-800-222. Lines are free. You will get through if you want one. We are after question number six here. In which year of the 1850s was the Eureka Rebellion? Jenny had quell. Yes, no, Robin. I agree. I think I might have done that too. My texter says, found under the bed was William Bligh. I too have been found in many peculiar locations after a personal rum rebellion. Ah, dear. 1-300-800-222. Thank you for everyone for helpfully suggesting that I did use the word quell. Jane from Homebush. Yes, thank you. All right, question number six, all right. In which year of the 1850s was the Eureka Rebellion? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Grab a line because you will get through and tell me the answer to question number six and we can move on. Steve in Tokemul has got the right answer here. That's correct. Paul of Bondi, yes, that's correct. And Grant's got the right answer. Kim from Manham. Hello, Kim. G'day, Kim.
Turn the radio down.
There you go.
Now, no, I did.
Now, Kim from Manham. How are you, Kim? All right?
I am very good, actually. Very good. I just hopped into bed.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew the quell and the Boxer Rebellion, so I thought, right, we've got some easy questions tonight.
Yeah. For the Rebellion.
Just up my alley.
What's that?
Just up my alley.
In which year of the 1850s was the Eureka Rebellion? It's not 55 and it's not 1859.
Oh, 56?
Oh, no, Kim, it's not 56. No. No.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Oh, no, don't be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, God.
Hey, by the way,
shame.
Hey, by the way, Kim, I won't ask you to do it now, but next time you come on, someone said, would you sing Land of My Fathers, you know, the Welsh one?
My word, I do.
Yeah, okay. Well, good.
I would love to.
Well, let's do that. Well, let's do that next time, shall we?
All right. How many times am I allowed on a week?
Oh, for you, Kim, if we've got a Christmas song. Well, it's not really a Christmas song, but... you just give us a call when you're ready.
Right, okay.
Okay.
How about Thursday?
Thursday sounds good to me.
Right. Yeah. Land of My Fathers.
Land of My Fathers. Okay.
Do.
Thank right. you. Thank Thanks, you, Kim. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Kim is the, yes, he's the tonsils of the Murray. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
G'day. Good morning.
Morning. Question number six, we're up to. In which year of the 1850s was the Eureka Rebellion?
1854.
Correct. In 1854, yes, this event took place. All right. That's it for the rebellion. So we've got the marvellous Land of Oz, Titans, Hinduism, Horned Beasties.
Horned Beasties.
Horned Beasties.
Yes.
Question number seven. According to a hit song by the Irish Rovers, which animals didn't make it onto Noah's Ark because they were too busy playing silly games?
The unicorns.
Correct. It was the unicorns.
You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty bat camels and some chimpanzees. Some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn.
Yes, the cats and rats and elephants. All right, Bob, good. Question number eight. More in Horned Beasties.
Yep.
Diceros bicornis. Diceros bicornis is the scientific name for which African mammal?
Rhino.
Correct. Yes, specifically the black rhinoceros.
Oh, of Corsorus.
Of Corsorus, yes, that's right. Question number nine. We're in Horned Beasties. Which Greek god of the wild had the hindquarters, legs, and horns of a goat?
Oh. Yeah. I think I can picture it. I'm not going to get this one. I don't think I had a friend who was Greek, and he used to test me on some of the ancient Greek gods. Peter Theo. I can't get it. I don't think I better step aside.
That's all right, Bob. Thanks anyway. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Archie from Coomera, thanks for that text. Phil, as a young naval officer serving aboard the HMS Resolution in Hawaii, William Bligh was on the beach witnessing Captain James Cook being beaten unconscious and chopped into pieces. Probably affected him psychologically in his subsequent dealings with people. Okay, I don't think I knew that. But he was there on the beach at the time. Thanks, Archie. Yeah, well, whatever you think about Bligh, he was an extraordinary seaman, wasn't he? I mean, because that journey he made when he was marooned and put into the boat by the mutineers on the Bounty, and he sailed all the way in an open boat to Batavia. It was just quite an extraordinary, I think it was something like 6,000 kilometres, wasn't it, up across the open ocean? Navigating, you know, from basic instruments, extraordinary feat of navigation. 1-300-800-222 is my number. I'm diverted here. Aaron, I'll come to you in a sec, Paul. Aaron from Kurang. G'day, Aaron.
Oh, g'day, yeah. I was about to go with the Eureka Stock Aid one.
Yeah, 1854, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 3rd of December, 1854. It was in the early hours of the morning. They stormed down, the Redcoats, the Victorian Redcoats came down, and I'm led to believe the first shot was done by Captain Ross, and he shot the CEO of the Victorian Battalion of Redcoats, shot him off his horse, And, yeah, then they all opened fire after that. It was two shots made, and then the Redcoats charged in.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
It was interesting. Question number 9. Which Greek god of the wild had the hindquarters, legs, and horns of a goat?
Growing up in a Baptist church, didn't get to learn any of them. The only one I can think of is Zeus, but I don't think it's him.
Yeah, it's not Zeus.
Nah.
Thanks, Matt. Good on you.
No worries.
Bye. See you later. Paul on the road. G'day, Paul.
Hey, Trevor, what happened to Phil? I thought he did this quiz. that's Trevor's job, mate, giving away the answers instead of the questions.
Ah, lay off me, Paul.
Hey, while we're at it, Phil, I'll just say g'day to Rod, to Craig, to Jimmy, to Heather, to Tara,
yep,
to Stockman, to Ned, and to the mower and maintenance man of the mansion in Mullaney.
There you go. And he knows who he is, and if we refer to him by name, heaven knows what will happen.
Mate, I'll give him another one next week, don't worry.
Which Greek god of the wild had the hindquarters, legs, and horns of a goat?
It's not Sagittarius, is it?
No, not Sagittarius, Paul. Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. Thanks for spreading the cheer. Sally from Adelaide, who's an ethnic Welsh woman, says, thank you, Phil. I'm glad you're welcoming the beautiful music and songs of Wales. Yes. Well, you know, I'm related now, Sally. We have a Welsh son-in-law. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Albert from Townsville. Hello, Albert.
Good night, Phil.
Oh, no.
I haven't talked to you for a while.
I know. How have you been? All right?
Yeah, not too bad. My youngest grandson graduated from primary school, and the two eldest great-grandchildren graduated from high school.
Hey, how about that? So the little bloke's out of primary school. He's going to high school next year, is he?
Yeah, yeah. He lives here in Townsville.
Yeah.
I see him quite often.
Yeah. Well, you'd remember yourself, Albert. That's a big day, the day you leave primary school and go to the high school. Dear, oh dear. For me, that was the time when we got out of short pants and we were allowed to wear long pants.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was pretty good.
When back in my time, you did scholarship at the end of primary school.
Yeah.
And, then you went on. I went on to sub junior for a while, but I left school, I think, at about 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, Albert, tell me, which Greek god of the wild had the hindquarters, legs, and horns of a goat?
Well, I don't know whether he's a Greek god, but I'll say Capricorn.
No, not Capricorn. Thanks, mate. See you, Albert. Yeah. Give us a call again. Thank you. Helen in Adelaide. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty well. Yeah, yeah. Which Greek god of the wild had the hindquarters, legs, and horns of a goat?
Pan?
Pan, yes, correct. Pan.
Okay.
Well, question number 10, horned beasties. That's okay. Where we are, but you can move to the marvellous land of Oz, Titans, or Hinduism.
I think I'll stay in this category.
Hmm. Louis says, nightlife, Phil, just a thought. Are the ancient Greek gods still pottering around? Are they retired somewhere? I haven't heard much from them lately. I think they're still around. I think they are. Question number 10. So, sorry, what were you after here, Helen?
We'll stay in the same category.
Horned beasties. How many signs of the Chinese zodiac are represented by horned animals? You know, they have...
Oh, goodness.
They have the year of the, you know...
They've got the horse and the...
Well, there's the mouse. I mean, that mouse doesn't have horns, no.
The rat. So how many do have horns?
How many do have horns? Mouse doesn't.
No.
Rat doesn't.
No. Tiger doesn't.
No.
What else do they have? Dragon.
That's one. Yes.
Okay. Monkey doesn't.
No.
Pig doesn't.
No.
Rooster doesn't. I'll say one.
Not correct, Helen. But anyway, you've helped people along because it's certainly the dragon is one of them. Yeah, a dragon has horns, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Helen. Bye-bye. Next time. Yes, indeed. Troy from Atherton. G'day, Troy. Hi, Troy. Hello, Troy. Troy, you there?
Hello.
Hey, got him. Yeah. G'day, Troy.
Yeah, bad service where I am.
No, that's all right. You've gone down a dip in the road.
I have, exactly.
We're up to question number 10. Horned beasties. How many signs of the Chinese zodiac are represented by horned animals? Now, we've got one is the dragon. What are the others? So as we've discussed, it can't be the mouse or the rat.
Well, I know they've got a cow or an ox or something like
correct,
that.
Correct. That's another
one.
Yeah.
And I'm a Capricorn. I'm a goat, so I'm going to have a guess at a goat. So I'll say three.
Not a goat.
No.
Oh,
okay.
No.
No worries.
Actually, where are you? Okay, Troy. Thanks, mate. No, we've Lockie from Camperdown. G'day, Lockie.
G'day. Lockie,
it's you. Well, what do you reckon? How many signs of the Chinese zodiac are represented by horned animals? We've got one as an ox, one's a dragon. Any others?
Four.
No. You can't have help. Come on. Soft Dog says, do tell what a dragon is. It's a fictional character. Oh, Soft Dog, yes. Well, that's true. Well, I don't know. Is it true? Jim in Campbelltown, correct. Nobody's actually got the other animal here. Somebody must have it. No. Jenny from Glenbrook says only two, goat and dragon. No, we've established one's an ox, one's a dragon. What's the other one? 300-800-222. There are lines free. G'day, Mark.
Hello.
How many signs of the Chinese zodiac are represented by horned animals? Now, we've got an ox, we've got a dragon. Anything else?
Possibly the sheep.
Correct. Yes, that's right. Yes, the ram, the sheep, ox, sheep and dragon. Three is the correct answer. Okay, all right, question number 11. We're in horned beasties. If you like, you can move, but you can stay there too.
I'll go with the Australia.
The Marvellous Land of Oz. The Marvellous Land of Oz is the category. Question number 11. Dorothy Gale hails from which US state?
Oklahoma?
Not Oklahoma. No. Sorry, Mark. Thank you, mate. Not Oklahoma. H.N. Foster says, I'm enjoying watching the rush to Hinduism. So far, not popular. You bet you never know. You never know. 1-300-800-222 is the number. 1-300-800-222. There are lines free. We're in a category called the Marvellous Land of Oz. Dorothy Gale hails from which US state? Somebody help me out. So the other guy, the right answer of three, you did not ask which animals. Yes, we did. He got a sheep. He did. He got that. Anybody know the answer to this? Dorothy Gale hails from which US state? Vicky in Maddington, that is correct. Maxine from Scarborough, correct. Harry in the Bay, good, yes. Jane from Mount Gambier, he has also got the right answer. Anybody want to tell me on the open line what the right answer is? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Dinah from Woodnelling, no, that's not correct. Vicky in Sorrento in WA says, Phil, there's a beautiful description of Pan, the demigod, in The Wind and the Willows, Chapter 7, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. I always loved it. Dorothy Gale hails from which US state? Joni from Preston. Hi, Joni.
Hi, it's got to be Kansas, right?
Correct. Yes. It's got to be Kansas.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
No. Yes, the marvellous land of Oz is where we are at. Question number 12. You can move if you like, or you could stay here. We've got Titans, Hinduism, Horned Beasties, or the marvellous land of Oz.
Keep going with Oz, I reckon.
The marvellous land of Oz. Which diminutive people greet Dorothy when she first arrives in Oz?
I'm blanking on it. Good night, Phil.
No good. Okay. Thanks, Joni. Bye-bye. Paul from Ballarat. G'day, Paul.
Hi, Phil.
What do you reckon? Which diminutive people greet Dorothy when she first arrives in Oz?
The Munchkins.
The Munchkins, yes. It's the Munchkins. We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, and in the name of the Lollipop Guild, we wish to welcome you to Okay, all right. Paul, question number 13. We're in the marvellous land of Oz. You can stay there. Otherwise, you can move to Titans, Hinduism, or Horned Beasties.
I'll stay here, thanks.
The marvellous land of Oz. Who played Dorothy in 1939's The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, crikey. Should know this. My girls have been watching Wicked and that a lot. Judy Garland.
Correct. Yes, right. The marvellous Judy Garland.
I thought you said she was dead. That was her sister, the Wicked Witch of the East. This is the Wicked Witch of the West. She's worse than the other one was.
Who killed my sister? Who killed the Witch of the East? Was it you?
No. No, it was an accident. I didn't mean to kill anybody.
Well, my little pretty, I can cause accidents too.
Aren't you forgetting the ruby slippers?
The ruby slippers? What have you done with them? Give them back to me or I'll...
It's too late. There they are, and there they'll stay.
This is the great Judy Garland. Paul, question 14. We're in the marvellous land of Oz. There's one left there if you like.
Yeah, please.
What does the Tin Man ask the wizard for?
A heart.
Correct. If I only had a heart. That's right. All right, no more Oz. So we've got a choice of Titans, Hinduism, and Horned Beasties.
We'll go Titans, please.
Titans, question number 15. No one's opened this category. Here we go. Which sport features in the 2000 movie Remember the Titans?
That would be American football or gridiron.
Correct. It would be American football and gridiron. Good job. Okay. Question number 16, staying with Titans.
Yes, please.
Titanium was a hit single in 2011 for David Guetta and which Australian singer?
Oh, no. Not Sia.
Is that your answer?
I'll say Sia.
Sia is correct. Raise your voice. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Talking loud, nothing much. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Yes, Sia, very successful producer, writer and singer. Paul.
Yep.
Question 17. Staying with Titans?
Yes, please.
In which year did the Gold Coast Titans play their first NRL game?
So not the Seagulls, because that was a long time ago, but the actual Titans. I'll go 2007. It's probably very wrong, but yeah.
Correct. It is. What? It is 2007.
I fluked that one.
It is 2007. All right, question number 18. We're in Titans.
Yeah, please.
The name of which ocean is named after a titan in Greek mythology?
Oh. Atlantic.
Correct. The Atlantic Ocean, named after?
No, don't test me on that.
It's named after Atlas.
Yeah.
Atlas, the Atlantic. Correct. All right. We've got one left in Titans.
Yes, please.
Which company produces the Titan heavy-duty truck for the Australian market?
Mitsubishi.
Not Mitsubishi. Sorry, yeah. Paul. Thank you. Well done, though. Nice run. No. Sienna in Adelaide. G'day, Sienna.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm pretty well, yeah. We're up to question 19 here. Which company produces the Titan heavy-duty truck for the Australian market?
I wouldn't have a clue. This is the most far-out question from the range of my knowledge.
I know there'd be plenty of people listening who would be behind the wheel who would be saying...
I have no idea. I'll say Toyota.
Not Toyota. No. Thanks. Okay. Bye. Cool. All right. Question number 19. Who is going to help us out here? Adrian on the Gold Coast. G'day, Adrian.
Hello, Philip. How are you?
Pretty good. Which company produces the Titan heavy-duty truck for the Australian market?
Look, I'm a bit out of my depth here, or out of my league, but I'll give it a guess and say, I know I should know this one, don't me. One of the biggest manufacturers, is it a car? Sorry?
No, it's not. It's not. Where are we? Helen in Healesville. Hi, Helen.
Good morning, Phil. I'm glad you're well.
Yeah, no, extremely well. Extremely well. Looking forward to the end of the week because I'll get one of my daughters back at the end of the week. So, out for Christmas. Oh, so that's good. That'll be fun.
That'll be wonderful.
Yeah. Question 19. We're in Titans. Which company produces the Titan heavy-duty truck for the Australian market?
I don't know, but I'll have a guess. Kenwood?
Not Kenwood, no. But it's a fair guess, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Gary in Perth says, Phil, regarding Hindus, Julia Zemiro once told this joke on Rock Quiz. If you ask a Kiwi, what is a Hindu? The answer would be, it lays eggs. What is a Hindu? funny. Jane from Homebush, that is correct. Yes. Wayne, that is not correct. What about Loz from Lynham? G'day, Loz.
I've got no idea. I'll go Hino.
Not Hino, no. A fair enough guess, but no, not Hino. Peter from Five Dock. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Which company produces the Titan heavy-duty truck for the Australian market?
Is it Nissan?
No, it's not Nissan. Sorry, no, not Nissan. Maybe someone's... is someone driving one? Cameron from South Perth. G'day, Cameron.
Yeah, Philip, how are you?
Good, yes. Are you any good on trucks? Titans? Yeah. Which company produces the Titan heavy-duty truck?
Mack.
Correct, yes, the Mack Titan. Very good. The Mack Company does. All right, well, that's it for Titans for the Rebellion in the Marvellous Land of Oz. We have two categories left. We have one left in Horned Beasties, and then it's into our very popular Hinduism.
I know a lot about that, I can tell you. Yeah.
One left in Horned Beasties, if you want.
Yeah, please. Horned Beasties.
Horned Beasties. Thank you, Paul. Kenwood, by the way, is a... Oh, yeah, that's true. Paul says Kenwood is a kitchen appliance. Kenworth is a truck. Oh, yes, that's true. Sorry, did we get that mistake back? All right. Horned Beasties. Question number 20. Last one in Horned Beasties. By what name are short-horned grasshoppers known when they migrate in swarms?
I think they're called molts.
No, not molts. Sorry, Cameron, no. Not molts. 1-300-800-222. Heather from Ipswich said had Mack trucks. Pat from the Point says, I would have said that a Hindu was a bachelorette party. Yeah, that works. That works. Elaine from Croydon South has got the right answer here. 1-300-800-222 is the number. 1-300-800-222. By what name are short-horned grasshoppers known when they migrate in swarms? Anybody want to help me out here? Christine from Adelaide. No, my daughter's only back just for the Christmas period, Christine, just for a couple of weeks. But it'll be great to see her anyway. Dan from Yanaki. G'day, Dan.
Yeah.
Hello. By what name are short-horned grasshoppers known when they migrate in swarms?
Locusts.
Locusts. Yes, you're correct. Locusts. All righty. Well, it had to come to this. We've got five questions left, and they're all in Hinduism. So there we go. Because he swallowed poison that threatened to destroy the world, which Hindu god is depicted with a blue throat? Dan, you'll have to turn that radio off.
Diva?
No, sorry. No. Kerry from Kangaroo Point. G'day, Kerry.
Hi, Phil. Yeah, I rang about the locusts.
Oh, yeah. We're in Hinduism. Because he swallowed poison that threatened to destroy the world, which Hindu god is depicted with a blue throat?
Oh, Phil, I've got no idea. Just to mention, I was in Longreach in the 70s when there was a locust plague on there, and they sent a team of men out to try and control it.
Yeah. Wow. How do you control it? Just spray them with insecticides?
Yes, it was massive. And it happened, you get them every so often, particularly in Queensland. But anyway, I'll get off. I'm getting away and let somebody else get on.
Okay, Kerry, thanks, mate. Yeah, no, I've never seen one, but I've seen film of it. Brian from Blackwater. G'day, Brian.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Pretty good. Hinduism. Because he swallowed poison that threatened to destroy the world, which Hindu god is depicted with a blue throat?
I don't really know, but I'll have a guess. I can only think of two. So it's the one where the blokes go through the malls with the Scott singer in the neck singing songs, or the other bloke with many arms, they'll say Shiva.
Correct. Shiver me timbers. Yes, correct. No, Shiva. I think it's, I don't know. You never trust my pronunciation for anything, but I think it's Shiva.
Otherwise, I was thinking of Krishna, you know, Hare Hare Krishna and all the rest of it.
What's happened to the Haris?
I don't know. I used to love watching them go through the mall in Brisbane with their cloths on and their bald heads. And
correct.
Yeah.
And they're always the experienced ones at the front, who were right into it, you know, and they had a bit of rhythm and blah, blah, blah. And then down the back, there are always ones that are obviously just joined last week who didn't know the words to anything.
Going around collecting the coins.
And they were collecting the cash. That's right. Hari Rama, Hari Hari. Righto, 1, 2, 3, 4 left. Hinduism.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. You're gone.
The name of which major Hindu festival is derived from the Sanskrit for row of lights?
Well, it's been nice meeting you.
Likewise. See you, Brian. Bye-bye. See, these would be easy I would think many listeners this would be easy, wouldn't it? Priscilla from Bendigo. Hi, Priscilla.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad. The name of which major Hindu festival is derived from the Sanskrit for row of lights?
Diwali.
Correct. Diwali, yes.
Okay.
Actually, Diwali was recently, wasn't it? Not so long ago.
Yeah, I think it's usually around October.
Yeah.
I think October, November. Yeah. Mm.
All right, question number 23. We're in Hinduism. Which word for a Hindu teacher comes from the Sanskrit for one who knows and is master of themselves? Which word for a Hindu teacher?
Guru.
Not a guru, no. Not a guru. Thank you. Thank you. A thong on a broomstick isn't the most efficient way to deal with a locust plague, but it's a good workout, says my texter. A thong on a broomstick. Yes, Elizabeth had Diwali. Adrian had Diwali. Good. Jim in Campbelltown's got the right answer here. What about Keith at Airlie Beach? G'day, Keith.
Oh, yeah, g'day, mate. How you doing?
Not bad. Which word for a Hindu teacher comes from the Sanskrit for one who knows and is master of themselves?
Probably totally wrong, but I'll go for a Swami.
Correct. Yes.
The
Just to confuse a couple of religions here, Keith, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know much about that one either.
Oh, well, Keith, I won't ask you to swear on the Bible then in that case.
No, I can swear though.
Hey, we've got two left. Keith, I'll put you on hold because we've got to go to a news break, okay? So I'll be back in a second. Just hang in there or we can call you back. We've got two left in Hinduism.
The Mighty Challenge.
Where Keith from Airlie Beach was up on deck and doing pretty well. G'day, Keith.
Oh, pretty well. I got one. That's doing pretty well for me.
Oh, no, don't bag yourself here. I mean, like, you know, Swami. Who knows the Swami? Except you. And the topic, the topic's Hinduism, category is Hinduism, which has been studiously avoided by everyone tonight, Keith, so you've been left with it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I hold the bag all the time. Don't worry about that.
My texter says, I mean, I'm a bit nostalgic about it too. So my texter says, I rarely get to Melbourne now, but still I hear, sometimes I see the Hare Krishna parading there, perhaps monthly. Yeah, are they still in other cities? I've seen them, I think I've seen them in most cities, the Hares. But maybe they were more of an 80s thing. I don't know, an 80s or 90s thing, perhaps.
Yeah, I haven't seen them for bloody yonks, I tell you.
No.
Now you mention it, you know, but you used to see them quite regularly once.
Well, they were there all the time, weren't they? You know, Friday afternoons. Hare, yeah. Brum, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, they used to put on the packer sometimes. They're really good food.
Actually, that's true. Yes, they were often flogging good tucker. Well, not flogging them. Were they giving it away, weren't they, the tucker?
Yeah, giving it away. Yeah. They used to come through Airlie from time to time. Oh, a long, long time ago.
In Airlie Beach. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think though maybe people got sick of them. I mean, maybe everyone who joins these things, you know, moved on. And joined the Broncos or the Essendon Footy Club or something.
Taliban or something, you know.
Taliban. I don't think the Haris were pretty harmless, but not joined the Taliban.
Okay, yeah, no, that's right.
Joined the Taliban. Right. Fair go, Keith. Oh, dear, that's funny. Sort of funny.
I'll tell you what is going to be funny is the next question.
No, well, I'm pumping you up here, Keith.
I need it all, no worry.
Which word for a Hindu teacher comes from the Sanskrit for one who knows? The Swami. Answered by Keith from Airlie Beach. Here we go, question number 24. Oh, you'll be right with this one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the next one I don't think you'll be right with, but this one you're...
I like your confidence.
I've got faith in you, Keith. Here we go. Question 24, which independent nation is the only Hindu kingdom in the world?
Oh, I'd probably tell you, it wouldn't be Tibet, would it? I'll say Tibet.
Not correct, Heath. But I don't think you, but you know, it's an honourable defeat. It's an honourable defeat, Keith.
All that misplaced confidence. Your misplaced confidence.
see you, Keith. Bye bye. Phil says the Haris are still in full swing in Surfers Paradise. Oh, okay. Hey, there we go. Any other reports of the hurries? I have not seen them, I must say, for some years. Jackie says, I missed most of the quiz, but I'm keen for Hinduism. I read Shashi Tharoor's book anyway. I didn't know Shashi Tharoor. I had a cheeky dinner with him at his house in Delhi. I've always had a lot of respect for the religion since then. Karen from Mullumbimby says, I know a Pakistani guy called Hari. Nickname bait. We all call him Krishna. I guess that's right. Jenny in Perth, no. I can understand why you would say that, but no, that's not correct either. Paul in Kalgoorlie. G'day, Paul.
Hi.
Hello. Question 24 we're up to. Which independent nation is the only Hindu kingdom in the world?
That's a bit of a tough one.
I think they've all been tough, but... In a category called Hinduism. Which independent nation? Well, if you think about it, I don't know, you might be able to narrow it down here. Which independent nation is the only Hindu kingdom in the world? And that's, we've had Tibet, it's not Tibet, but yeah, Tibet's not an independent nation anyway.
I was thinking about it. Nepal used to be a kingdom until the Crown Prince shot everyone about 15 years ago and then they went republic. Look, I've been in Cambodia. I think they're a kingdom, and I think they're Buddhist. I'll say Cambodia.
No, thank you, Paul. I wonder whether you talked yourself out of it. John in Queensland. No, Michael in Kira. Sorry, first up. G'day, Michael.
G'day, how are you going?
Not bad. Which independent nation is the only Hindu kingdom in the world?
Nepal?
Correct. Nepal, yes. Nepal. Now, Paul from Kalgoorlie, taking note of what you said, but we believe it is still the only Hindu kingdom in the world. All right, how about that? Well, here we go. Question 25. Hinduism. Could be a tough one, Michael.
Is that the only category left?
That's all there is. This question 25. It's the last question.
Let it go.
The god Hanuman leads an army of which creatures? Hinduism.
Dogs.
Not dogs. Thank you, mate. No, I agree. You're going to have a stab. The Haris run a nice restaurant here in Perth, says Mark. Okay. Indian cricket supporters are known as the Swami Army. The Brits are the Barmy Army, says Mike from Chippendale. Okay. And the Laurie from Burton's Lookout says the Haris are still alive and singing and drumming in the CBD of Melbourne. I attended a work colleague's wedding in the Hare Krishna Temple in South Melbourne. Oh, okay. Yeah. Helen in Wollstonecraft says, no, Phil, I think the Haris are back. I saw them in Market Street, Sydney 2 weeks ago. They were very joyous and most of them had hair. I felt like joining in their dancing. Yeah, no, they're always good fun. They're always good fun. Banging down through the mall. All right, Jackie says, by the way, you can look up that man I mentioned. He's a politician from Kerala. Okay. Thank you. Now, who's going to answer this question and take the magnet? John from Narre Warren's next up. G'day, John.
G'day.
The god Hanuman leads an army of which creatures?
Lions?
Not lions. No, not lions. What about Joe from Mount Dandenong? G'day, Joe.
Oh, good question.
The god Hanuman leads an army of which creatures?
They're very keen on dogs. I'd say dogs, but just going back one, isn't Bhutan a kingdom as well?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, I think that might be worth checking up on that one.
But is it Hindu?
Yes. That's where that Misha thing, right? The pleasure place.
Oh, okay. We'll check it out.
Yeah, check that one out.
We'll check it out.
I'm saying dogs, but I'm not much.
No.
Not hope dogs. On what I think.
No, sorry, Joe, not dogs. Mike from Albany. G'day, Mike.
Yeah, g'day, Phil. How you going?
Not bad. The god Hanuman leads an army of which creatures? Not dogs.
Not dogs. I'm going to take a stab at elephants, Phil.
Yeah, I think I would if I didn't know it either. But it's not correct. Thanks, Mike. I think I would have as well. Greg from Adelaide. G'day, Greg.
Hello.
The god Hanuman leads an army of which creatures?
First time caller, Phil. I think it's monkeys.
Yes! Greg from Adelaide, very good. Excellent work. It is monkeys, yes. He leads an army of monkeys. You have an interest in the Hindu religion, Greg, or you just knew it?
No. Just I knew it, yeah.
Hey, very nice. Very nice. All right, Greg, I'll put you, I'll put you on hold and we'll get some details from you. Don't make it the last time you call. Bruce said, hello again, Phil. The Hindus liked cattle, I think, so I'll say cattle. No, it wasn't cattle. No. Turtles, grasshoppers, also suggestions here. Paul from Plainlands had cows. I understand why. No, nice work. Where are we? RJ says, recent trip to New York alone, Hare Krishna was offering a peace bracelet to passers-by in Times Square. After ignoring him 3 days running, we accepted his insistent offer and then says he wanted $20 to keep the peace. So we handed it back. The Hare Krishnas live on beans and rice. That's not for me, says my texter. Well, anyway, stories of their demise are obviously exaggerated because we've had reports from a number of quarters that they are still alive, well, and dancing and marching as well.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.